Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No, no game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I just want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
But not even, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
Good evening, Panther fans. Welcome to another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. I'm Jackson, your host here to talk Carolina Panthers football for the next 90 minutes. And, you know, it's kind of a fan call, and I got a number of people on the line that I'll slowly bring them in and get their opinion. We've got plenty to talk about tonight. Of course, there's the Panthers on the field, 10-4. Looking primed. All they got to do is beat the Bucs this weekend, and that would be their 11th win, and clinch a playoff spot, at least a wild card. You know, plenty to be happy there. We got the Thomas Davis scenario. His suspension's been reduced. We can talk about that. But, you know, the big news is obviously Jerry Richardson announcing he will sell the Panthers once their 2017 season is over. And, I mean, of course, he's waiting. He's trying not to be a distraction, but, shit, it's a distraction. What can I say? At least it is for this week until we probably get another game under our belt. And, you know, let all this sink in for a little bit. I'm probably like a lot of you. I'm conflicted on this whole thing. I kind of wonder if, you know, when Jerry first started talking in the last year about selling the team, that this, you know, what we've now learned is kind of the reason behind that. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. I don't know exactly what he did. I read the quotes in that. It sounds, you know, like you said, a lot of inappropriate things to women and to minorities, and I don't really care to get into the details, but it's, you know, it's bad enough that I think he's going to bow out gracefully while he can. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I do feel like I kind of indebted to him for doing what he did to bring football to the Carolinas. And so as we look to the future, that just brings a whole lot of questions. Is he just selling his majority stake? Are the other, you know, or is he forcing the sale of the whole thing? I don't know how all that works. Who's the new owner going to be? They're going to try to move the franchise. Doesn't seem to make sense, but shit, when I found, you know, who would have thought the Chargers would leave sunny San Diego, right? So, again, I don't foresee it. I think, he may even make it a requirement of the deal. But I'm definitely going to go around the phone line and get everyone's opinion on this topic, as well as, you know, we're going to look towards this Bucs game and hope we can nail that victory down, and but we need some help to get to the playoffs. Obviously, it could all work nicely if the Falcons beat the Saints this weekend. Of course, we beat the Bucks. Then we go into Atlanta and beat the Falcons in Week 17. Easy peasy, right? Yeah. You know, Saints just need to win. You know, it's just whoever's going to win these next, you know, these, what, one, two, three, four games, three games, is going to determine who wins it. But it's looking like all three NFC South teams could get in the playoffs, which is, I'm not sure that's ever happened. Actually, I believe I saw that on the television earlier. So we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch of other stuff here. And, of course, the win over the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. We kicked some Packer ass. We made Rodgers look normal with his noodle arm. Right, GC?
Yeah, we tried to help him along, though.
We did. We were waiting for those underthrown balls.
Yeah, and I didn't see him take it down the field right before halftime.
Yeah, that Richard Rodgers kind of toasted us there a little bit. But, you know, just a few blemishes on a pretty good day otherwise. I kind of predicted
nice
Reggie Cobb, would
have, going
Cobb
our way.
Would have a big day. Huh?
I said it was nice to see turnovers going our way.
Yeah, we've done much better with that recently. But this is two big wins in a row to beat the Vikings and then the Packers. That's pretty huge.
Now, if we can just cap it off with a win over the Bucks.
Yep, can't let down. Bucks just, you know, they're the Bucks. Kind of the Browns of the NFC South, I think, man. They just can't get out of their own way. Yes, did I say that? That made my son laugh. Jackson's here. Then they're making a damn burrito at 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. He's a great
boy. Well, we could have three from the NFC South going into the playoffs with identical 11-5 records.
That would be a trip.
Wouldn't that be something?
So, you know, two of the teams would be playing each other right out of the gate. Because we're not going to get the bye. Well, I don't know. I guess the Saints could get the bye. See, if Atlanta wins out, they win. They're actually in
yeah.
Now, the Saints didn't play the Bucs next week. Yeah,
that would
the
put them at 11-5.
They pretty much got it. Yeah. They'll hit 11-5.
And then if they win out, and then both New Orleans and us play the Bucks. So if both those teams beat the Bucks, there would be three 11-5 teams.
Yep. Well, so GC, I guess my big question for you is, are you going to be a bidder for the Panthers? You put
no.
a team together, right?
I spent all my money.
No?
I spent all my money
on
Christmas, so I'm a little.
Dude, you're just all. It's like just $600 million cash. That should be about enough cash, you know, to secure the rest. 2 points.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the whole business. Inside, you know, maybe it's just all about business and, you know, Richardson's love of the NFL and everything has kind of waned, you know, but I think he's got, what, $300 million invested. He owns half of it, and it's estimated at 2.3. Of course, when we win the Super Bowl, hell, that number is going to go up, you know. So, what, could be $1.25 billion from $300 million? I mean, that's a pretty damn nice return. Plus, you've, you know, enjoyed 20 years of football. And all I know is that the Panthers are going to win him a damn Super Bowl. Their job has been laid out in front of them. They now have, what, probably five games? Win the next five games. And they did this just that. Right? Well, no, it would be six games. Got two
six
more.
Games.
We'll assume they're in Six games, yes. Well, that'll, yeah. See, I just fucking jinxed this right there. We're probably going to win five and then lose in the damn Super Bowl again. Oh,
well, you
God,
weren't thinking wild card games.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking, but we'll be in the wild card.
Yeah.
We just can't be lucky enough for the Falcons to beat the Saints this weekend. That's just, they'll probably lose just to screw us over and then beat us in the last game, and we'll end up, what, 11-5, and they'll be 11-5, and we'll be the number six seed playing the Saints. Oh, all right. Going to New Orleans. I'd be all about that, man. I'm going to put a damn butt-whipping on damn Drew Brees, his old ass. Tired of it.
Yeah, I think whoever comes out of the South is going to be the number four seed. Because, you know, the Rams have got, like, Tennessee and San Francisco on the clock waiting on them. That's not really tough games.
Right, so it's going to be, what, Eagles and Rams with the bye?
Eagles and Rams, or else Vikings might get it. I don't know. They got to play Green Bay and Chicago. Eagles play Oakland and Dallas.
So the Vikings have 10 wins right now?
11.
No, the 11, yeah, they just won, yeah. So hell,
they're 11 and
13. I guess you saw they put Aaron Rodgers on IR.
Right. So that's what I said. They're looking to go forward against Green Bay, and then they've got Chicago, and Chicago is sort of like a Tampa Bay. I don't think they're a team you can go to sleep on, but they're not really tough if you do your homework. And when we lost to them, we spotted them all those points on turnovers, and then Cam was still suffering with his shoulder back then, tried to do too much and was killing us. We'd be better off if he hadn't tried so hard and just worked the run game.
Well, back on the whole ownership thing, what's your take, DC? What do you think?
What's that?
It just on the ownership thing, anybody you prefer? I guess it might be a little early to tell. Do you know anything about, do they have to sell the whole thing? Got any details?
Yeah, it's going to have to be in a package. It's not going to be like a halfway deal like they did with the Jazz, with the league holding half and ownership holding half, you know, in basketball. It's going to be a complete sale. And there's
you think so? So even the minority owners will be selling their stake?
I think so.
Yeah,
either that or else they'll buy the.
They can be forced to do that.
They can. Once the partnership is dissolved, that's what the NFL gave the team to, is the whole package of minority owners with Richard. So the league has a lot of power there.
All right. Well, tell you what, I see I got some other callers out on the line, three or four of them out here. Let's get Josh on the line. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, man?
Nah, let's not get him on the line. Too late. I'm sorry.
Too late. Oh, I thought this was Josh in Vancouver. My bad.
Too many damn Joshes.
So what do you, what's your leading thought at the moment? You more worried about the ownership, and upcoming game, playoff?
I'm going to be up. I was glad to see Greg Olsen have a hell of a game on Sunday.
That was probably the nicest thing to see on Sunday was Olsen doing his workmanlike. Because I certainly knew he was contributing, but at the end of the day, when it's like 9 catches for 116 and a touchdown, I was like, damn. You know, and that was kind of without even being featured, you know?
Yeah, Greg Olsen being Greg Olsen.
Yeah, there was a number of things that surprised me about that game, particularly leading up to it, was, Kaptur Munnelin basically getting benched, kind of the way I took it. But then Colin Jones stepped up, had a great game. Amini Silatolu getting a start at right guard. He's not listed as the backup there. So that was just a coaching decision. Seems like it worked out pretty good, even though that Kenny Clark dude probably ate his lunch a few times. He had a pretty good day.
I was going to ask you, Jackson, what do you think of Cam doing his little I see you've been watching film. That's okay, I got you.
That just cracked me up. I mean, that's Cam being Cam. Watch this.
Yeah, watch this.
I mean, it's like if you don't want him to do it or be him, then stop him from getting in the end zone. But I love that play.
The only thing that could have made it any better was if he'd have had something and said, here's your sign.
Yeah. I mean, Olsen just cleared out 2 players on that play. It was just so easy. I see you watch a film. Here, watch this.
Hey, watch this. Yeah, watch this.
Oh, man. Man, that's just Cam being Cam.
What's the old saying?
Wore a rimless hat.
I don't know about you guys, but what? I guess, you know, you're celebrating a win on Sunday, and it's, you hear this news of them selling a team, it just kind of put a damper over things. Like, man, I don't even feel like we had a good win on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell they were doing their best. They said, we'll not discuss one iota until the last game is played. You know, he's like, we don't want this to be a distraction. Like, well, it's a distraction, damn it.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking to Tater about it, so let me ask you, Jackson, right, real quick, and I'll ask GC, too. If they decide to move the team, will you still be a fan?
Well, let me just first say that however anyone else answers, I think this is a real personal thing because people are fans for different reasons. I've changed my favorite team based on where I live because I'm just more of a pull for the local team. So I'm a solid probably no. Particularly if they take them to Vegas or San Diego. You know, it's going to go out west some damn where. Salt Lake City, who knows. Me, probably not.
Okay.
And that's, you know, hard to say because I've been blogging about it for 10 damn years.
Right.
I mean, it would be a hard thing to accept. So I'm just going to stick with, it'd just be stupid to move them. They have everything here. It would just be for some money grab. Just doesn't seem like a fit to move the Panthers. There's just no reason to. You know, again, unless you're, you know, somebody just determined to have a team and a huge, you know, just determined to move it to a big market. Where exactly? I'm not exactly sure. Other than San Diego, but.
Maybe San Antonio.
Yeah. Something like that, but again,
I don't know.
The Panthers are just so entrenched here, and particularly after we win the Super Bowl next month, I mean, you know,
Well, I don't think it would be smart to move them. You've got a profitable franchise right here in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Why would you move and take on all that if you're making money
it,
where
it
you're at?
It doesn't seem to make business sense, particularly when the league is in a downturn. You know, unless they were actually going to try to take them out of the country, which at that point, yeah, you would lose the hell out of me. You know, if you tried to base them in London or some shit, the London Panthers, or, you know, I'd be done at that point, or somewhere in Canada, Montreal, I don't know. Doesn't, again, none of that really seems to make sense. So I don't see it happening, and I think that might be the one stipulation that Richardson does put in the deal, is that at least got to stay 10 or 20 years, or maybe until their lease is up with the stadium or some shit like that. You know, but long after Richardson's dead. But I
well,
guess
if they move the team to someplace like San Juan, I'd move with the team.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that he didn't really want to leave the team to his sons. You know, it just seems like it just now seems like, well, this all really was just a business venture that was fun because it was football, but now it's time to cash out. And it's like, well, I don't know, where's the mark you're leaving on? You know, I thought this would, yeah, I don't know. Guess not, and I don't know.
Yeah, but when you think about it, why would he leave it to his sons when he fired his sons because they were ineffective in the jobs they had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the franchise means so much to him, why would he leave it to them so they could destroy it?
Yeah. You might say, well, look, here, guys, I'm going to give you each, you know, $250 million. Go build something yourself, you know, that you could be proud of. I don't know. He's a hard guy to read somewhat. I mean, he shows loyalty to players, and, you know, the aspects that I like about him is that he has been dedicated to the Carolinas. He will pay his players to keep them and has shown loyalty to the players over management. Okay, the Dave Gettleman firing, I think, had something to do with that. So, I mean, I've liked the way that he has set the franchise up and everything. And so I wonder if, you know, we could be missing that or losing that. But, you know, again, it's nothing we can do about it because these wheels are in motion at this point. Whatever he has done is bad enough that he has decided he's not going to fight it. He's just going to get the hell out.
Yeah.
It probably made a lot of sense to him because, number one, if he stayed, the franchise was going to be a lightning rod. And he's getting up in age now where he's already started delving out duties like, you know, to the new COO, Tina. He's already been letting her do a lot of the work that he used to do.
Yeah.
So probably made a lot of sense for him to just step away and try to isolate it from the franchise, because I really do think he loves the franchise. He loves that he got a football team in Carolinas. That was an effort of love.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I mean, that's what I've always believed. And so that maybe in doing this, he is actually trying to actually make the Panther future even more secure than maybe it would have been in the hands of his own sons. You know, that, hey, you know, I can pick an owner who I know has the money to own something like this and not feel pressure at some point to sell it, you know, and somebody that's committed to keeping it in Carolinas and, you know, has the background, or, you know, I don't know, isn't just a total dick like some of the people out there, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see. Like I said, I think once we get another game, and certainly when the playoffs roll around, some of this will fade into the background because I don't expect to hear much from, you know, other than the investigation is ongoing, and trust me, and it's not going to be over before the Super Bowl. Just because why? You know, why not just say, let's drag this out and release the results in the middle of February? We'll see. I could be wrong, and maybe they'll wrap it up in a week, but just seeing how long it takes to do these investigations like this, you know, because they're going to interview every damn body that's worked in that building in the last, you know, 10, 20 years and ask them all kinds of questions and see if there's anyone else that's been harassed or whatever. But, you know, the fact that he's paid some people off is pretty damning in itself.
Pretty damning, yeah.
I mean, you don't pay somebody off unless, you know, you pretty much know you'd lose in court and end up paying a lot more, and certainly lose in the court of public opinion.
Well, I think that has a lot to do.
Yeah.
You might win in court, but still lose in public opinion, so you pay it just to make it go away, too.
Yeah.
You know what might be harassed? Somebody might think it's harassment, might not meet the legal criteria, but as far as the moral criteria for somebody that's put himself out there as being of high moral character, that would have been damning.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's see. I got Carolina or Die on the line. Welcome to the show. Carolina or Die.
Oh, man.
Now's your time. What's up?
What's going on?
So we're just kicking the whole Panthers going to be sold thing.
Yeah, man. I swear to God, if we get sold, I hope you got a letter from the fan.
You what?
I said, if we go with the Puff Daddy, I swear I'm leaving this franchise. I'll be for it.
No, you don't want a P. Diddy? Don't want a Puff Daddy owner? Well,
or the North Carolina Panthers.
Honestly, I think he's only talking about this crap just to get his name in the damn paper. I really don't think he's trying too hard. I mean, if you want to buy the damn ownership, it ain't about putting Facebook posts up and tweeting about it. It's about, you know, getting the funds together. It's about hiring attorneys and filling out the application.
And the first thing you don't do is say, well, if I come, I'm bringing Colin Kaepernick with me, and I'm going to do this to the franchise. What owner wants to sell a franchise to somebody that's going to start taking it apart, building it the way he wants to?
He doesn't seem to understand that the ownership of the NFL has a say in who buys the damn franchise. He seemed to be missing that part. And so it's like, yeah, even if you really were going to bring in Cap right away, you probably shouldn't be out there sporting this.
Well,
so I don't know what...
Well, he's got to know that he's not going to get a franchise, so he's just doing it for the publicity.
Yeah, I think that's all.
I don't know.
I mean, as long as he stays the hell out of the way, I really wouldn't care. But I don't think he can.
Well, that's
do that.
What I'm saying. When he talks about bringing in players and all, then he's not staying out of the way. And I don't see the owners bringing in somebody like that, take apart a franchise that kills the value for all the other franchises, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really care who buys it.
I did hear that there is on NFL Today, or no, Good Morning Football. One of them was talking about there's a some sort of investment guy in Charleston, South Carolina, that said he would be interested, that would have the capital.
Hmm.
That would be pretty nice.
Hell yeah. Let's figure out who that guy is.
I don't know, but we'd be camping on his doorstep.
I know.
Buddy.
I'd be, you know, just total coincidence jogging down his road once a week, hoping that he comes by. Hey, neighbor.
Hey, you know that dog you lost?
Away?
Bring back.
You got room in that box up there for me this weekend? Oh, man. Come on.
You'll never see your beagle again. Till I get a season's ticket.
Oh, man. Well, the win over the Packers was good. I was supposed to go to that damn game, and my tickets fell through. We had some friends who always
come
through
for it. Yeah, I was going
to
ask you about it.
That could have been ground for divorce for you.
Three games I've gone to has been with this couple that they always we like to go to games together. We usually do one a year. And then it wasn't until, like a week before when Michelle's like, all right, trying to confirm. And then finally she's like, no, we didn't buy any. I'm like, what? Damn it. I really want to go now. even though the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. But yeah, I had to lose graciously. I couldn't, do my standard yelling and very loud, obnoxious shit I usually do when I'm watching the Panthers.
You just say the fight between you and your wife, Jackson.
Yeah, I have to do the. I was doing the golf clap.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that penalty they got on Clay Matthews was so wrong.
The what?
The penalty on Clay Matthews. That was so wrong, honey. You're right.
Exactly. Yep. And she goes, oh, she's mad about the hit on Davante Adams. And I just had to go, yeah, that was pretty cheap there. But look, he feels bad about it. Talking to Davis, didn't mean to hurt him. She just looking at me. It was like I had damn hurt Davante Adams. It was like, dang. I didn't do it.
Guilty by association.
Yes. Oh shit. But yeah, that game was fun. Even after they scored on their first second drive, I guess, when the Packers tied it up, I still just wasn't too worried. I just felt good during that one, particularly when Aaron Rodgers started throwing INTs. He's underthrowing balls left and right. So...
Well, it looks like my game in Atlanta might have some importance, so that'll be fun.
Which game?
I'm going to the Atlanta game.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
the closer. Yep. That should be a blast. Because, regardless of what happens this weekend, it's still going to be a big game.
Right.
If the Falcons win, then it's going to be huge for them because then they could go from third to first in a weekend and take the division crown. Or even if they lose to the Saints, they're still fighting for the playoffs. They still have to win to get in.
Right, get
and
a wild
assuming
card.
That we've probably already, if we beat the Bucs, we will have already clinched. And if we go into that game, it's not looking good for us. If we've already clinched and we're not really playing for anything, but the Falcons are. Because if they lose to the Saints, then the Saints win the damn division for the most part. Yeah, I think they do.
So if we win, we clinch on Sunday. I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, we clinch a playoff spot.
At least a playoff spot, yeah.
Okay.
Because we'll be at 11 wins and nobody else can even get to 10. All
right.
I think the most Seattle or whoever can get to 10 wins. So.
And if the Saints
and actually,
lose.
Seattle is playing against Dallas, who is the other 8-win team besides Detroit.
Yeah.
So they're playing each other, so they're going to knock one up. One of them's going to knock the other one out.
Yeah. That's a playoff game for those guys.
Yeah.
For whoever loses, it's their season's over.
And I'm hoping Dallas wins simply because Dallas in their last game of the season plays Philadelphia. And then the Seahawks' last game of the season is Arizona. So I think Philadelphia would knock off the Cowboys, so that would keep them from getting up into 10 wins. So we'd still be, no matter what happened, we'd be in.
Yeah.
But if the Saints
it'll
lose,
be a lot
what
easier
time is that
if we
game?
Beat...
Your game is at a 4:15? Did they move that to 4:15? Your game against the Falcons, is that a 4 o'clock game?
It's 1 o'clock right now. I don't know if it's been moved. I'll find out when it gets closer to time, I guess. It doesn't matter. We're staying at a hotel. If we win that game, I'll just have to wear a jacket so I don't get assaulted on the way back to the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, something to think about is there's a bowl game in that stadium the following day. So it definitely won't get flexed to prime time.
Yeah.
It could get flexed to the 4:25, but they probably don't even want to do that. They need those extra hours to prep the stadium for the next day. I don't know. I guess they could have a 4:25. It's not until. Well, I don't know. Is that the Chick-fil-A Bowl? Is that what they call that now? Who the hell knows?
I didn't know. I didn't even know if they used to be in the Georgia Tech Stadium, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, here's
the
Georgia
Tech
going to.
Tidy Bowl.
That's the bowl we're in. Hate to say that about my own team, but it's the damn truth.
They really were the Ramblin' Wrecks.
Yeah. And they weren't a bad team. I mean, they lost 3 games on the last possession, like on the last play of the damn game. They weren't as bad as their record. And then when they lost that game to Central Florida due to the hurricane, that hurt because that, of course, they ended up being a pretty damn good team. I'm not sure we would have beat them. But if we had beat them, that probably would have locked us up. We'd have been in a bowl game then. Big if, I guess. But, oh, man. So, had to return. How about that first drive? Or, yeah, I was talking about things that surprised me about the game. Was McCaffrey starting at running back over Stewart. It was like just suddenly we decide we're going to end. But, again, I don't know that that's a decision that's been made on the team. Probably not. I think it was probably just to confuse the defense. Like, whoa.
That's what I was
going to
say,
a
change of pace.
Yeah, just change it up. And he got, he got 7 touches on that first drive. It was like just boom, the McCaffrey show. But then he only got, I mean, he still got a pretty good many touches for the game, but it was like we suddenly said, hey, if you don't, cover McCaffrey on every play, we're going to McCaffrey you to death. And then the rest of the game plan kind of dictated off of that. But he didn't, you know, not getting the touches, but then it just kind of opened it up for Greg Olsen. And what about Demir Byrd, man? He got only 25 yards, but 2 touchdowns with the butt swag drag. But, you know, when they were showing that replay, and I was like, I was sitting there, I told my wife, because, you know, she's like, oh, he lands out. And I'm like, well, I was like, technically, if you look, his left cheek comes down before his right cheek. And so, technically, I think that is a touchdown, because I was agreeing with her at first. And I couldn't believe that they actually ruled it that way. But it's like, so, it's like, if you're catching the ball, but you're flying out of the back of the end zone, and you reach down, and you got the ball in one hand, and you just touch the tip of your finger in bounds. Well, it can't be a finger, can it? It's got to be an elbow, right? And the lowest thing, like, if you just get your elbow down, it touches the ground, but the rest of you flies out of bounds, that's a catch. That's a touchdown, right?
Good thing it wasn't somebody like Olsen with a big butt.
A lumpy butt, yeah. So where the center of his butt hit first, then he'd been out of bounds. But, yeah, it was because the left cheek came down before the right cheek. I mean, but that, you know, for me, that makes sense, because there are times where you've seen somebody step like their foot from the top view looks like it's over the line, but they've only got the ball of their foot on the ground and their heel is not on the ground. So it can look like it's over the line, but it's not actually touching out of bounds. Kind of similar situation, I think.
But while we're talking about this stuff, what about the Pittsburgh non-touchdown?
Oh, gosh.
I think that they actually called it as the rule defines it. Is it right?
I was going to say, I think they called it right according to the rule, but being an old fart that I am, I'm of the opinion that once a guy has the ball in his possession and it crosses the end zone line, the play is over. It's a touchdown. So anything that happens after that doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm the same way, and because he had his feet on the, you know, and he turned, he didn't take any steps, but he grabbed the ball and turned the ball and reached the ball for the end zone with his feet down. I mean, to me, that kind of made him a runner at that point.
And I agree.
That slight bobble, I don't think that whole continuation of the cat shit should have counted in this case. Because
that's what I'm saying. Once he was over the plane of goal, it should have been over, but that's not the way the rule reads. So I think they called it right, but I didn't like it.
Right. I'm exactly right there with you. I think per the way they've written the rule now, I think that's correct, but I still just didn't like it. They got robbed. That pissed me off because I missed my parlay card because of that. Well, it was a push. I had the Steelers +3, which to me, out of all the lines, I was like, you got to be kidding me. What, the Steelers at home are getting 3 points? Hell yeah, I'll take that all day long. Man, they didn't lose by 3 points. Well, I picked the Jets to cover against the Saints with 12.5. And it was 12. This Vegas dudes are just, they amaze me sometimes. It's like, how do you come with 12 points? I was like, it's 12.5, certainly, but it was damn close.
How about Tampa Bay losing to Atlanta when they had that game? They could have taken that game.
Yep. They should have won that game. They lost a lot of people in that damn game, too.
Yep.
It sucks to be them. But, oh, well, I don't feel bad for them at all. Yeah, so
I
Jonathan
want them
Stewart is
continue sucking for one more week anyway.
Yeah, they need to suck for one more week. They can then turn it back on. OK, against the Saints. I know the Saints seem to have stamina, man. I really expected them to fold about, you know, earlier, a few weeks ago, start to fold. But
well, if you remember about 6 weeks ago, I had the Saints as the number one team in the NFC.
Yep. And I think they're probably number one at this point.
I think they're the strongest team.
Yeah. Now that Carson Wentz is gone, that sucks for the Eagles, but shit happens. But, yeah, Cam just had a hell of a day. You know, he just got his swag back, you know, was talking smack out there, but completed 20 of 31 for 242, four touchdowns, zero interceptions, and a 128 rating. Yeah, that game just played out well.
Yeah, we actually had good catches in that game, too.
Mm-hmm.
The bird in the end zone and the one-handed grab by Olsen, and, you know, there were some nice plays in there.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see also.
Yeah. And the defense, you know, we said the secondary had to make plays, and the secondary created four turnovers. With Jones, Worley, and Bradbury getting INTs, and Bradbury with his peanut punch. So,
and what about
plays.
I don't know if you guys will remember this, the play where Peppers came in and hit Rodgers and almost let him go, just let up, and then I guess it was Addison came in and put the clincher on, so they each got a half a sack. And Peppers had him, but I just wonder if, you know, been with them all that time. He didn't want to hurt
Rodgers.
He had a clean shot on him.
He did not want to hurt Aaron Rodgers. That just shows the kind of guy Pep is.
I swear that's what it looked like, because he could have cleaned his clock.
He admitted it. Peppers admitted it. Said he didn't want to hurt him. That
yeah.
He came around and come up, and that he did actually let up on his hit. I mean, he wrapped
it.
Him up, but it was Addison that took him to the ground. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rodgers was appreciative of it, too. I mean, if that had cost us the game, we probably wouldn't be laughing about it. But, I mean, that doesn't bother me at all. I wouldn't be mad at him, like, oh, you should have broke him in half. You know, it's like, there's enough of that shit in this game already.
No,
you know?
he didn't need to tear him apart. He had the opportunity to do it, but at least he should have taken him to the ground. He got the full sack.
Right. It's like he just went up and tried to give him a bear hug and then even backed off of that, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, he totally admitted that he didn't want to hurt Aaron. I don't know. I think there's a lot of people on our defense that would disagree with that sentiment. But, you know, we won the game. And he went to IR anyway. So, we can say we put his ass back on IR. See you next year. Well, my buddy Catastrophe couldn't dial in. He's working. So I was going to talk smack. I was going to debate talking fantasy smack because every time I do, I lose. So I've been dialing it back this year. But so, GC, I know you've been waiting to hear the fantasy update. So
well, I've been waiting to hear about the sexual harassment because as being a sex object as I am, I'm familiar with it, and I take it seriously.
You've had to deal with that your whole life, right?
Yeah, it used to be the women would undress me with their eyes, And then as I got older, they still did it, but then they started laughing. So I had both spectrum, ends of the spectrum on that, you know?
I hear you.
My life is rough.
I'm sure it is in your retirement there, yeah. Well, like I said, I look forward to seeing you put in your winning bid for the Panthers. You know, just cash in.
My oil revenue will have to go up.
Your oil revenue?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get a check every month from North Dakota.
Hmm. All right.
That's where my dad was from. He had land up there. They sold the land but kept the mineral rights. So everybody in my family gets a check for about $1,500 a month.
Sweet. Not from an Indian casino, is it?
No, it's oil on property. Hess Oil Company.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. I had Charles out on the line, but he just bailed out just a little bit ago. All right, so hell, I haven't even looked at the line this week for the Bucks. What do you guys think the line is? I think we're getting in Tampa. No, it's at home, right? Yeah, we're in Charlotte.
Yeah, so, if it's in Charlotte, we're probably getting
at least
nine points.
I'll bet it's nine. That's going to be my guess, 9 points. Let's see. Ten. It's actually 10.
We were pretty close.
I don't know. Let's see. Is there a game? Our game's the same time as the Saints and the Falcons. I hope we don't get caught up scoreboard watching. Just need to take care of
business.
Ain't
no need.
But, you know, I could see Tampa covering 10 points.
Yeah, I could see.
Per se. I could see us winning by 7 points.
The hats in a case like this. I just want them to take them down.
Yeah. Yeah. But we could get caught scoreboard watching, hoping the Saints lose. But we really shouldn't care. So let's see. Thomas Davis got his suspension reduced to a game. One game. That's more appropriate. You know, I finally just saw the Gronk. And it's like, oh my God, he only got suspended for that for one freaking game?
Yep.
I mean, that's just so out of line. I mean, it's a dead ball foul, number one. You know, the play was over, and he just piled on this guy. I mean, that's just as dirty as it comes. And I saw on, what is that sports show with it? Will Bond and the other guy go back and forth, but they're just saying, well, you know, so now they play the Bills again this weekend. And they're talking about whether they're even going to play Gronk because they might be afraid they're going to go after him. I'm like, dude, you made your bed. Get your ass out there and play. You know, I mean, that's
you afraid of Opie?
Of course,
I can't believe they're afraid of Opie.
Yeah. Let's see. Yep, some good games on this weekend. Shit, I think the Vikings are going to crush the Packers now. I don't know. That's tough to say.
They're playing in Green Bay.
Well,
So you never know.
That's a
and you know what's interesting about that is Minnesota is an indoor team now.
Well, they've been indoor, right?
Well, back in my day, they used to be on the sidelines with Bud Grant. And he wouldn't even let teams put heaters on the sidelines back in the dark ages.
Yeah, they kind of got heated benches now, man. So, take a look through. Russell Shepherd is still starting opposite Devin Funchess. But let's see, how many snaps did Demir Bird get? Because I think the boy needs to get an increase. I don't even know what he got. But I think it knows to go. What? Oh, that's Jarius Bird. I was about to say. Said 12. I was like, there's no way he was only on there for 12 damn plays. Uh, 51 plays. Okay. 68%. Hell, he outsnapped Russell Shepherd dramatically. 51-23, even though
Funchess.
Shepherd got this. Did Shepherd even
how many snaps did Funchess have?
Funchess, 64. So that's 85%.
Yeah.
Look, Olsen played 73 of 75 snaps. Yeah, I'd say he's back. And so not just catching the ball, but, you know, in the offense every damn play. So Bird 51 snaps over Shepherd's 23. That bodes well for Demir Bird. Because we need somebody on the outside to be able to make plays.
The other thing about Olsen just got me thinking. My brain is warped. But how about him yelling about them challenging the Bird touchdown against it and then changing his mind and being for it?
Yeah. So he did the total. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good
call. That was funny.
Like, no, don't do it. Oh, yeah, okay, good call.
Never mind.
Yeah. Didn't see that left knee come down. The butt swag drag. Matt Khalil seems to be playing better with his brother in the lineup with him.
He's steadily gotten better during the season, I believe. Maybe getting a little bit of confidence up or something. I don't know. Or maybe, like you said, Big Brother is tying a knot in his tail every time he's goofed up.
Yeah. But nothing else real surprising in the snap counts there other than, you know, McCaffrey out-snapping Jonathan Stewart dramatically, too. So between Bird over Shepherd and McCaffrey over Stewart, and McCaffrey 53 snaps to Stewart 30. I like it. I think it just makes the defenses more, it gets us out of Jonathan Stewart up the middle on the first damn play of the game. Let's see, what was our... No, well, instead we went McCaffrey left guard for 3 yards. Some habits are hard to break no matter who you got back down there. Oh, God. All right, here's Randall Cobb called hit on Devonta Adams. Unnecessary and uncalled for. Well, no shit. Thomas Davis said the same damn thing. But at least it was during the play. It wasn't dead ball, and it wasn't intended to hurt anyone. But, yeah, he certainly could have done it differently. And you could see on the sideline that he felt bad about it. So if you're in the concussion protocol, you can't talk to the media? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I guess they don't want to incoherent or on the other extreme, something extremely vulgar about the other guy's heritage.
That could be some good TV right there. Some dude's knocked for him, got his bell rung, and he's out here giving an interview. I don't know.
His mother is a
what? Honestly, the whole CTE thing is scary. Did you see any of that Larry Johnson interview?
No.
It's scary. Yeah. Some of the stuff he's going through. That dude used to take a pounding, man. Larry Johnson was good, man. He killed it in fantasy for two or three seasons there. He was the man. Bullshit.
Wonder how Earl Campbell is doing.
I don't know, but if I had to guess,
he would be the one.
Yeah, he's got something going on because that dude ran with his head straight down for the most part. You know, there was no shake and bake about him. He was rolling his head and going to run over your ass if you were in the way.
He was just a freight train.
Yes, he was. Dan Cade.
That was the old Buddy Ryan teams in Houston, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dan Cadar said, in January, the Pro Bowl is worthless. Laugh my ass off. Who cares? But then December, why didn't the fourth best player on my favorite team make the Pro Bowl? So I was just thinking that earlier that, you know, only Luke Kuechly made the Pro Bowl. And I'm just like, really? I wouldn't say we got robbed, but honestly, there ain't really anybody I can – I mean, there's several players I think that are deserving, Thomas Davis, K.K. Short, but, you know, did any of them have the actual spectacular season statistically? Well,
nope.
You know, the Panthers have had a good season, but not really. Peppers and Addison, maybe Mario Addison would be the first timer that should have gone. Trey Turner's made it before.
I think if they took Darryl anybody Williams. Else, it should have been Addison because he's been good against the pass and the run. He's been strong this year.
Yeah.
And if he had made it in the past, he would have made it this year. But it's kind of hard to break in sometimes, just like it was so hard for Thomas Davis all that time.
Yeah, I mean, I think Greg Olsen could have made it if he didn't get hurt.
Carolina outside linebackers are always going to have a hard time because they're competing against guys like Mack and all them that are pass rushers to get those stats.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why do I know, Jackson?
Anyway, yeah.
All about you.
It doesn't matter. They're going to be prepping for the Super Bowl any damn way. So they can all say, suck it. There you go.
Luke says he ain't going because he's going to be busy.
He's going to be busy. That's right. you know, there's that fake Twitter account, Savage Riverboat. He's pretty funny. Panthers. Luke Kuechly has been selected to the Pro Bowl for the fifth consecutive season. He goes, this is comical.
Well, I have something for you. What do you think is going to happen to old Ron Rivera and Marty Herney?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think Herney will be gone. I think Rivera will stay. And any of his coaches.
Too.
I think whoever it is going to want to bring in their own GM. And, you know, plus you got to change the culture. You know, the whole top brass will probably go. But the scouting group they'll probably keep. And, you know, mid-level people on down will have a shot to stay probably. But president, director of pro personnel, player, you know, GM, obviously, maybe the top scout, all that will probably be new based on whoever buys it.
I kind of think a new GM they bring in will probably take a year to evaluate Ron Rivera while he's in that position to actually watch him.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So Ron, instead of being worried this year, I think he ought to be worried about next year.
Well, if he, you know, keeps winning 11, 12 games, he'll be fine. But
yeah, he'd be all right.
You're right. I think, yeah, I think obviously this first year would, you know, even now at 10 wins, I'm not even going to say that even if the season should crap out early, I mean, I think the playoffs is probably going to happen. So even an early playoff exit, keep Ron Rivera around. You know, he's taken the team to the playoffs 4 out of 5 seasons. You know, 4 out of the last 5. Pretty damn good. And the team is in a pretty good situation at the moment, I would say. I think our only significant free agent next year is Star, outside of those whose contracts are ending, you know, that were on short-term deals anyway. Like, I think Peppers is only a one-year deal, but or is it two? I think we'll bring him back. There's probably a few others I'm missing, but not top-level people. So, I mean, I think we're in a good spot. The GM, new GM coming in would be. But, I don't know, kind of grown accustomed to old Herney. You know, there might be a little bit of magic left in him. He did draft Cam Newton, by the way. So, that wasn't a Dave Gettleman. That was Herney's last draft. So, you know, did better than I did.
Let's see what we got here.
Gotta be something we're missing, I know. There's gotta be another topic here. We got
Carolina Panthers offensive free agents for 2018. Derek Anderson, Garrett Gilbert, Alex Armand, Kalen Clay, Demir Byrd, Scott Simonson, Chris Manhertz, Ed Dixon, Dan France, David Yankee. Hold on. Amini Silatolu, Andrew Norwell, Tyler Larson, Greg Van Roten. Then on defense, it's going to be Drew Eidings, Star Lotulelei, Brian Cox, Julius Peppers, Charles Johnson, Andrew Gatchkar, Teddy Williams, Ladarius Gunter, Jarius Byrd, Michael Pilardi of special teams, and Graham Gano on special teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's – so you got Norwell. I forgot about him. and Lotulelei would be the two primary guys. And I think everyone else there you could probably bring back. You just got to negotiate with them.
Yeah.
It's just Norwell and Starr that are probably going to cost you some money and that you're going to have to think about it. You know, with Starr, are you going to pay that or are you going to hope Vernon Butler steps into his spot?
Wonder if they're going to bring Anderson.
Better. Bring who?
Anderson
Derek
back
Anderson.
At quarterback.
And that's too bad the trade deadline has passed. That ship is out to Philadelphia. Would be what they'd give up for him right now.
I have a move.
Of course, it'd make him tougher to get past.
They're going to have to decide something on Larson, too, I guess. They're going to have to back up center.
I mean, how many more seasons is Khalil? I mean, of course, I guess he's holding up, isn't he? Yeah. So maybe it won't be a long-term issue with his neck.
Well, I wrote an article this year about getting the kid from Georgia to come in and put him at center, train him as a center. Wynn, the left tackle.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Right. Is he the one you said that was injured?
No, he's the one.
So
he's only like
valued in the draft.
He's only like 6'2", and he's playing left tackle in the SEC. And he's won defense or offensive lineman of the week twice at tackle, but he's too small to play tackle. But he'd be perfect for a center. He's mobile, got good feet. Smart. It's perfect size for a center.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Who knows? I might actually be wrong. You know? Nah, never mind.
He might be wrong?
Nah.
Yeah.
I got
shit.
You, Buffalo.
I guess
there.
We're gonna move on to predictions. Move on to predictions. Let's see. In the, like I said, we're getting 10 points, and the over/under is at 46.5. I'm just glad this game's at home. I think we have a lot less chance of putting up a stinker with the game at home.
What's the Bucks' big defensive tackle? Gerald, what's his last name?
McCoy.
He going to be playing? He didn't play last week.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. All right, so 46, and I think we're going to put up some points on these guys. Probably something like 38. Bucks, 24. For a big 62, taking the over. Oh, I wrote it, Jackson 38, Bucks 24. Maybe I should put the Panthers in there, too. They got something to do with this. All right, GC, what you got?
34-17, Panthers.
Right.
I'm looking for us to double up on them.
I like it. Anyone else? Josh? Go back and look at our last edition. Josh, you got a score prediction? Carolina or die?
Thanks,
17-41 Carolina. I'm sorry, say that one more time.
17-41 Carolina.
41-17? 41-17.
Yeah.
All right. Josh, you got one? Trying to look up when the last time here it is. Actually, we haven't had the show since we lost. Who did we lose to? Our fourth loss was
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Oh yeah, the second game. So yeah, we've lost the Eagles. The Bears, and two to the Saints. That's right. So, what was the score to the Minnesota game?
I can't remember.
This is on the 5th.
But I won.
Let's see. You know, you think so, huh?
Yeah, I won.
You
I was
won.
The closest at the
All
points.
Right. Well, you know, don't take this personally. But I'm going to look it up. So that would be the Vikings game. 31. Oh, our last two games have both been 31-24, I just realized. So, I guess Cat Tastry was probably the closest. He said 24-17. Everyone else had lower scores. I had 16-13. GC had 23-20. I'll give that one to Cat.
No, man, I had less total points off. He had 17, I had 20. See there? I win.
You've won an NFL franchise.
Hey, I'm a wiener. I've been called a wiener before, too.
You've been called worse. So... Where are we at here? We're about
How about you?
Out
you still
of time. Huh?
You still in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. So, five out of my six leagues, I made the playoffs. And now four of those teams have lost. So, as it turns out, the only one I'm in the championship against Catastrophe for CSR1, the main one with the CSR staff. And so, I'm not sure I've made it to the championship before.
That the Totes
Maybe
McCaffrey
early on
one?
And I lost. Yeah, Totes McCaffrey. That's Mr. Totes McCaffrey to you. Yes. And how, I don't know. My team just is not that good. It's just sheer ass luck. And old Catastrophe and his fantasy all-star, he's got a pretty good team. So I'll be shocked as hell if I win. Let's see.
Well, I made a living on the saying, I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yeah. So, I mean, my quarterback all season has been Dak Prescott, Jarvis Landry, A.J. Green, and my running backs have been Lamar Miller and DeMarco Murray. And I picked up Evan Ingram at tight end. And then I've been shuffling. I got Stephon Diggs. I got a good kicker. I got the butt kicker in Chiefs. I love his nickname, butt kicker. Old Butker. And then I got the Rams defense. You know, they've been kicking ass. So, I don't know. I just played it well.
So you're a defensive team in fantasy football. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, I will say I had this team, I believe I had Deshaun Watson. So early on, and I had to switch to back to Prescott after he got hurt. So I really thought I'd be toast after Watson went down. I believed I had him on this team. I'll have to go back and look. But so that's let's see. Let me look at the matchup here. So I got Prescott. He's got Drew Brees. I got Jarvis Landry. He's got Adam Thielen. I got A.J. Green. He's got Demaryius Thomas. I got Deion Lewis for the Patriots. He's got Kareem Hunt. Then I got DeMarco Murray. So he's got Hunt and Melvin Gordon for the Chargers. That's what he's been living off of, those two guys. Of course, Hunt was in a little bit of a downturn. He's got Jimmy Graham at tight end, Matt Bryan at kicker. Or no, that's Montavious Bryan for Pittsburgh. He's got the Philly kicker and the Baltimore defense. Yeah, right now they're saying I'm going to lose by 13 points.
The Chiefs are playing Miami.
Well, let's see. Sterling Shepard just had a huge game. I got to change my thing. You know who's been playing well, who's had three straight weeks of points that I just played this time, is he had 18, 17, and then 23, is Marquise Goodwin, the 49er wide receiver with Garoppolo over there. You know, they've won three in a row now.
He's a kid from Penn
Garoppolo.
State, right? He's a rookie
yeah.
from Penn State.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yep. He's kicking ass. He had 10 catches, 13 targets, then 6 the week before, then 8. And 99 yards, 106 yards, it keeps getting more every week.
Yeah.
Once they play Jacksonville this weekend, so all that shit will come to a screeching halt. But, I'll be benching him this weekend. It's a championship, though. Gotta hope my butt kicker comes through. But, you know, I like my matchups because I got Prescott. You know, they're playing Seattle. Landry, you know, Miami. They still got Cutler at quarterback against Kansas City. A.J. Green's in Detroit. Deion Lewis in Buffalo, where they should run the ball a lot. I like my matchups. So,
what you need is Kareem Hunt to keep falling down on the 1 yard line where they have to kick a field goal.
Yes. Melvin Gordon is playing in New York against the Jets. They're tough at home. They're tough to run on at home. Of course, he catches the ball, too. So, and then Breeze, you know, he hasn't been what he normally is, and they're in Atlanta. They're at home, actually.
They're at the
Superdome. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have bad much of matchups either, but hey, man, I've just been lucky as shit so far. Why not keep it rolling, baby? How else am I going to win this shit?
Voodoo.
Blind-ass luck. Yeah.
You need to get one of those geeky queens to put a little curse on him or something.
Oh, I'm definitely putting Stephon Diggs in for Marquise Goodwin. He's in Green Bay. And sit down DeMarco Murray. He hasn't been doing shit. Put in Lamar Miller back in. I don't know. I think I'm just going to let it ride with that. What else to do? But, yep. All my other ones crapped out. And, I mean, dudes had, like, high score the fucking season against me, too. And my other CSR 13, my best team I had was do the Locomoton. Is it them or is it the other one? No, it ain't. These guys suck, actually. No, I'll take that back. It's my... It makes no sense. Got like that name. Yeah, Russell Wilson, A.J. Green, Watkins, McCoy, Kareem Hunt, Gronk, Alshon Jeffrey. This team kicked ass. And it lost, though.
Dude. That's sort of like the luck thing, law of averages coming around.
Yeah, I put up 174, and, dude, on Monday night, I got screwed by freaking Mike Evans. Yeah, he put up 18. Came up, he beat me by 8 points.
Wow.
182. Yeah, that's a big score. Of course, this is the IDP league where you play defensive players. I rolled on that team, that league. But fantasy is a cruel mistress.
When you get your age, that's all you got. Exactly.
Yeah, that's all you got, exactly, is your imagination. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, shit, we're down to the two-minute mark. Oh, wait, hold on. I got somebody else showed up. Is this Charles back? Back for the last 2 minutes. Welcome to the show. Last minute. Oh, this is Mickey. What's up, Mickey? What up? No. Well, I can't hear you, dude. Thanks for calling in, though. Be sure to check the download. Well, guys, I guess I'm going to wrap it up. And hopefully we'll be talking about our playoff berth next week. And that Mark Cuban's going to buy the Panthers. I really don't care. It would be interesting, though, wouldn't it, if it was Cuban.
He said, you know, it's interesting to talk about, like, we really have some influence on what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't want
him.
That's
why he just takes them. You don't want him?
Yeah, I don't want him. I'm going for so-and-so. Oh, yeah, well, we'll get him then.
Yeah. And here's what's going to happen is they're going to announce, and so-and-so has bought the Panthers, and we're all going to go, who the hell is that?
Got to be some Bulgarian prince.
Oh, yeah, or the Saudi Arabian, yeah, prince or something, exactly.
Now, if it's the Shah from Bahrain, I've actually met him before. He's all right. He got lots of money.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, man. Just let me come hang out in the clubhouse. So,
got a daughter that lives over here.
I appreciate it.
An American.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate everybody called in, Josh, and a couple of you guys that don't talk, and Caroline or Di, and even Mickey. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Night, guys.